Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor. The flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country. What she's done for me. We're made in America, land of the free.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 3 of Who's. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 3 of Who's. The weekly independent country music countdown podcast. I am your host. My name is Casey Johnson, and alongside me, as always, one half of the Night Owl Country Band. First off, we have Mr. Brett Denny.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for being here, Casey, and hosting this podcast. This is something we love to do. Love to hear the new music.
And the patriarch, if you will, the man who handles the business, the man who handles the base, Matt Lee.
Handle the business.
The business,
yeah,
brother.
It's good to be here today. Episode 3, yes.
Episode 3, and potentially the most controversial episode yet.
Absolutely.
I know that... We've been kind of promoting that this episode was going to be a little shocking because we have got a new number one song.
Yes.
It's been an interesting week.
Yes, indeed.
Here for the Night Owl Country Band. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind, ain't that right?
Yes, it has. We've got some controversy. Controversy building.
Do tell.
Sorry, we talk about the same thing.
Is the band breaking up? What's going on?
Yes, and I'm keeping the night of the name, and you're keeping the owl part of
That's
the name.
Right.
So, yeah, split in two ways.
All Tim gets is his band guitar.
Yes. No, we've had some really good stuff happen this week. We released Lies in You, and you can call all of your radio stations, have them play the song Lies in You.
Please do.
Yes, we played it the first week, the first episode. If you haven't heard the first episode, go back and listen to it. So, yes, very exciting.
Yes. Just always want to thank Jason for giving us the permission to record that song. I think the song sounds great. So I really hope that some of the local radio stations will play that song.
Yeah, and it is out nationally. So if you are in South Dakota, Iowa.
Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, Boise, Idaho. No matter where you're at, you can call your radio station.
Okeechobee, Florida.
And I was waiting for Brett to say a different place.
No, I can't come up. I would just say New Bern.
What about our friends in Cocoa Beach?
Cocoa Beach, yes.
Yeah, we got some friends there.
Sheboygan. I'm big in Sheboygan.
Okay.
And I would think, Myrtle Beach, where Jason Ray Welsh lives.
Yeah,
maybe they can play it there.
Yep, just call your radio station and have them play Night Owl Country Band, Lies in You.
Yes.
And it's been actually not only a big week for the Night Owl Country Band as a whole, it's been a big week for our Patreon page as well. We are over halfway now to our first goal, which is video. And I can't wait. We are currently sitting just over the 5 patron mark. And soon... hopefully, we'll be at 10. Remember, as soon as we get 10 patrons subscribing at $5 a month or more on our Patreon page, this show is going to become a video podcast as well as audio. And we know that you want to see the awkward looks exchanged between Matt and Brett when one of them is expecting the other one to talk and neither one of them talks.
Yep, and you never know what Steve or Tim's going to wear, you know?
All right. I mean... Once it turns video, though, this will be so much more professional recording.
You think it will?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll light it up just like we're on stage.
So you definitely want to pay to see this. It's going to be something else.
So I got to bring my lighting. Okay,
oh, yes.
Noted. Noted. I think we've rambled on long enough. We may as well go ahead and get to the number 10 on the countdown here. Number 10 holds an important distinction here, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
The youngest person ever holds the record. Youngest person ever on the countdown all 3 weeks. She holds the record. Miss Crystal Lee, she has a song for us called Different Days Bring Different Things.
Woke up this morning, it was way too soon to tell. Oh, I seem so nervous to hear that classroom bell. My senior year is right here, but what does that mean? I'll just keep believing different days bring different things. It's okay to be different, that makes the world spin round. We all have our own voice, our own heartbeat sound. Just be who you are, Sunday smiles and crazy dreams, and keep believing different days bring different things.
Well, you know, it's crazy because even though I guess I'm not that far removed from high school, I don't think about it just a ton. Like, I don't spend every day thinking about high school. But as soon as this particular song started, I kind of felt like I was right back in the hallway. Even though, you know, in the first verse, it talks about that classroom bell ringing. And I haven't had to worry about it in a while, but I started getting flashbacks.
Mm-hmm.
To find out that she was this young, you know, I just applaud her. When I was 16, I was not even thinking about writing music or recording music. So I thought her vocals were pretty good. I liked the lead guitar licks, and it was just a catchy tune. And I kind of wondered if it was in relation to you, Matt.
Here's my theory. Not to interrupt, but here's my theory. If you remember on maybe the most controversial moment of episode one,
mm-hmm,
was when Matt brought up his ex-wife. I'll play that clip right now.
Yeah. And like you noticed the Mike Johnson thing, we both noticed that. That was pretty cool. Also noticed that Ashley Puckett is my ex-wife's maiden name. Can you believe that?
Why would we even bring
why her? There was literally there, you didn't add. So I figure, given what we just heard,
so that
we wanted to keep it strictly Lee.
Yeah, that was probably more awkward for my ex-wife than it was for me, maybe. Different days bring different things. I really like the song. I thought it was very well put together. Her being 16 was amazing. When I was 16, I was singing myself with a group called the Singing Sands, traveling, doing some gospel singing, traveling in buses and stuff. So I know how it is to be 16 year old and singing and trying to go to school and everything like that. So
and that was just 5 years ago, right,
just
Matt?
Just 5 years ago is all that was. But I like that we all have our own voice. Be who you are. We are all different, and we are. We're all different in our own way, and be happy with the voice. Be happy with the body. Be happy with the person that you are.
Absolutely. And with number 9, we get back to our country music royalty, and I love this song. I still love this song. I'll always love this song. Richard Lynch and Leona Williams with another honky tonk song.
You know, Miss Leona, I've been thinking. I know I owe a lot to those old honky tonks. When I'm there, I know that's where I belong. My five-piece band on Saturday night, and the neon shining bright, and some two-step dancers twirling all night long. What do you think, Miss Leona?
I know I owe a lot to those old honky-tonks. They're the reason that I get to sing my songs. Makes me mighty proud when Yes Ma'am's playing loud and some two-step dancers twirling all night long.
Thanks, country music, for being good to us.
And thank you for the chance to sing our songs.
We make no excuses, it's not mysterious.
We just think it's time for another honky-tonk song.
Richard Lynch and Leona Williams with another honky-tonk song. And, I legitimately love this song, and although, you know, it's getting to the place where it starts to fall down the countdown a little bit, as there is a natural progression to every song, you know, even the greatest songs of all time up and down the countdown, I can't wait for more music from Richard Lynch. I'd love more music from Leona Williams. Love this song. Now we're getting into an interesting portion of the show, Matt, because these are all songs that we've talked about before. So my question is, are you going to use the same catchphrases for the songs, or have you written new ones?
No, I've got a little something different each time.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I love the ride that this song takes you on. It's a ride that even Night Owl Country Band has been on, where you've been in many, many honky-tonks, and you play different bars, venues, and it leads up to a big spot, which we had a chance to do at the Grand Ole Opry, which this song talks about, the honky-tonk bars, and then the second verse also talks about the Grand Ole Opry stage and how awesome of a stage that is. But there'll always be another honky-tonk song, always will be.
Yeah, that's kind of what I hope, that Richard will send us another honky-tonk song to maybe be on our chart later on.
See, he came up with a phrase this time. I didn't do it this time.
I mean, if you kind of trade that back and forth, okay. It wouldn't be too bad at all. Right. Although I would hope the man who has written such hits as I'm a Certified Night Owl would be able to think of multiple things to say about the same song.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't think of something else to say, then it might be time to rewind and try again. See, you're not the only
right.
one. I didn't even have to write that down. That just came from up here.
That was good.
Song number 8, Mike Casto, our friend Mike Casto, has rewind.
Sound in Nashville, trying to find my dignity. I'm not sure how I got here, took a turn I didn't see. But one thing's for damn sure, I'm sure the hell ain't me. It's high time to hit rewind.
Mike Casto with Rewind, and you know it's a tale as old as time as far as the show is concerned, but you know, we've all talked about how difficult it is to get your song to country radio.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the reasons why it's so important that, and this does not just apply to Night Owl whatsoever, but when you have an independent artist who you like, and we can use the example of Lies in You right now because it just got released. But when you have an artist that you like that releases a song to country radio, it is so important to call your station and to request it. Because let's face it, Blake Shelton is never going to have a problem getting his song played on country radio.
Right.
Luke Bryan, or as Steve says, Luke Bryant, is is never going to have an issue getting his new song played. It's when you want to shed a light on the people who need a light shed on them that it's so important to actually call. I like to hear Mike Casto on country radio. He's producing really good stuff.
Right.
After listening to that song again, I just like the classic, smooth country voice that mm-hmm. he has.
You know, he says the one line, it seems like every song has that line that always sticks with you. And for me, that is, "I'm lost like the sound of Nashville." I love that line.
Yeah.
Because, you know, and you guys have had to figure this out for yourselves, too. At every juncture, every time you write a song, you have to say, am I going to do what I'm passionate about, or am I going to give in and write it a hit?
Right.
You know, and, of course, hit with loose terms around it by country standards of what you know the formula for a hit is in standard music. And, obviously, you're in this to write something that is eventually going to get played at radio across the country.
Right.
How do you, because I know you guys are heavily involved in the writing process for each song, and I know, Matt, you've talked to me before, it kind of starts with you. Where do you leverage that? Where you leverage the artistry, but also you want something that's catchy, and, you know, how do you kind of play that game with yourself?
So, when I go to write the music, Brett is a lot like me as far as this part of it, and we've said it in the pilot episode, is we always want to tell a story. We want something that people can feel like they've lived through after they get done hearing that song. So we don't necessarily write songs that we know that's going to be popular. But we write songs of things that we have been through, and maybe something that somebody that listens to the song that maybe they have been through also. Maybe a love in their life, or maybe they've lost a loved one in their life, or maybe they're just happy and want to sit and drink a beer or two. So it's just, I don't know, it's just one of them things. This song is still very near and dear to me, and probably the Night Owl Country Band altogether. With the outlaw style that he has, he's got kind of a Cody Jinks feel mm-hmm. to it. Some of the people in Nashville that play the music that's the popular thing that they have right now is you have to look a certain way, you have to look pretty, you have to fit a model of almost like a pop star just to make it on the radio. And there's a lot of great music out there that people aren't hearing just because they're picking certain songs and certain artists.
Yep.
So I appreciate that song that he sung about Rewind.
Well, coming in at number 7 this week, and it's important to note, you may be hearing some of these songs and you may be saying, that is lower than I remember it being last week. I don't know why it fell down a spot. Well, it's like we told you, there's going to be a little bit of controversy later on in this particular
show. You smell the controversy coming, it's getting closer.
And song number 7 this week by our friend John Hunt at Old Line Company is going to be The Way Smoke Smells on You.
Up all night, the night before, with the words that I heard last. And I ain't trying to catch a freight train, and I ain't bound for a flight. I'll try to pack all my things and leave in the dead of night. And time seems to pass like whiskey on a shelf. These wounds and scars and trembling hands seem to shake a little more. Cause Lord knows, baby, I'm a rambling man. I'm a gypsy, I'm a traveler, and got nothing left to give. Just 600 miles to play one more show. She's a lover, she's a fighter, and she hopes I know.
The way smoke smells on you.
I continue to love the story behind this song and just the raw, unfiltered sound that he has.
Right. You know, I said it in the first podcast. I know when I'm maybe compared to someone, I take it as a compliment. So anytime I say it, I mean it as a compliment. I kind of get a little Kid Rock feel from this. Maybe a Hardy, if you haven't heard of any of Hardy's songs, you might want to go take a listen to his, too. I just kind of get that feel. So, congrats.
So, mm-hmm. I did want to ask both of you, as I know both of you are, aside from what you do in music, dedicated family men. And you know, we talked about this a little bit last week with Steve and Tim, but at the end of that chorus, she says, I like the way smoke smells on you. It's almost seems, or at least we posited last week, that it's kind of her little check mark. Mm-hmm. It's her little seal of approval for him spending all these miles out on the road. I just want to know on a personal level, because, I mean, that's why we're here, is to get to know each other a little bit better. How do you guys personally make an attempt to leverage the miles with the family and make sure that, because a lot of families have been broken up by long days of traveling. How do you guys make sure that never happens with you?
I don't know exactly. I just know that I was at a point in my life where both my children were gone out of the house. I was looking for a second job. This kind of fell in my lap. We do tend to travel a lot together, so I think right now I've found, you know, the place that keeps things happy at this moment in time.
Yeah, so
anyway.
it's all about the balance, really. Right. It's so nice because it doesn't matter how much you love a person. Sometimes on Friday, you're ready for a little bit of alone time. Yeah. And, you know, the road is really good for that.
And, I mean,
that.
These other three guys, they're my family.
Yeah,
anyway.
Here we go.
I could see those tears well enough.
He's not really crying, so everybody on there, please do not cry when he did that.
No, I think he's crying now, but it's from laughter. Oh, well.
You know, what's cool about what we do, a lot of times our family can go with us to some of the family-friendly stuff that we do, and our wives have been great about coming. They come quite a bit to our shows. But when we do have that, like just a few weeks ago, we went to Nashville, Tennessee. We played at a place called Jimmy's Bar and Grill.
Shout out
to Jimmy's. And they do accept people that if they want to smoke, they can smoke if they want to. So when we come home from there, and that day we just drove down and we drove back. So we got home, you know, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. So when I travel out like that, a lot of times my wife, she'll be asleep on the couch, she'll wait until I get home. Then once I come through the door or get home, and she'll give me a kiss, and then she'll go to bed. She always makes sure I get home safe, I guess. So I bet I smell like smoke that day.
And she loves the way smoke smells on you.
I bet she does. But this also could go out to just about anybody. I mean, if you found that special person that you love, and when you come home maybe from a long day's of work, working 8 to 10 hours a day, and you smell like coolant from a machine.
Correct.
Or maybe you work at Arby's, smell like French fries. When you come home, that person loves you no matter what when you come home.
I just had a thought. I had a stroke. Brilliance. Y'all should.
Can we rate that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think Night Owl should cover The Way Smoke Smells on You. And hear me out. I think Leisha should make her vocal debut at the end of that chorus.
I see. And you're talking about Lisa Lee.
Yes, that's right. I am talking about Lisa Lee.
Yeah, she would do it. She would do it.
I mean, make a joyful noise, right?
Yep.
That's all it is.
Well, if she had heard me say that, I probably would have received a rainmaker to the side of my head.
Oh, yes.
And luckily enough, my friends, coming in at number 6, our friend Lucas Chiliberti with Rainmaker.
In a covered wagon, he crossed the Great Divide on his way to Kansas with 2 more days to ride. He heard about the suffering, the ones who died in vain. He came to work his magic, he was gonna make it rain. Rainmaker, can you open up the sky? It's gonna take a miracle. The well is almost dry. Rainmaker, our lives are in your hands. If anyone can save us now, you can.
Rainmaker, fantastic story in a song is what we've been talking about the whole time, right? The story is the best part of the song, and what a story this is.
Yeah, you know, and I was reminded of what was kind of said last week, but again, I just get that that Eagles vibe. It's a great song. Love listening to it.
Yeah, Lucas has a good, clean voice. I love the Indian style that he puts on this song. And if what you need to do, everybody, is go find his music on YouTube. You can find all of his links, and we share it also. But listen to the end of the song. So you're only hearing the verse and the chorus of certain ones. At the end of this song, it's got a little twist at the end that you will definitely want to hear. It's really good.
And Lucas is another one of those that we have other songs from him that have been submitted. Obviously, we're not going to have multiple songs by the same person on the countdown at the same time, but at some point when this song does fall off the bottom, it probably won't be too long, and another one of his songs is going to show up. Fantastic musician. And 3 fantastic musicians sing this next song. Our first top 3 song ever on the podcast. This was number 3 the first week. Today it is at number 5, the Flat River Band with Every Dog Has Its Day.
If they're gonna run with the big dogs, you gotta get off of the porch. Swallow your pride, forget yourself, get off your high horse. It's the early bird that gets the worms, with you will get the grease. That's what grandpa told me, sitting on his knees. And then he'd say, hey, every dog has his day. Every dog has his day. My grandpa wants a working man, dang near all his life. If you don't work, you don't eat. It all the time. So my daddy became a working man and taught me just the same. Where's grandpa If you're gonna run with the big dogs, you gotta get off of the porch. Swallow your pride, forget yourself, get off your high horse. It's the early bird that gets the worm, squeak your wheel, gets the grease. That's what Grandpa told me, sitting on his knees. And then he said, hey, every dog has his day.
Every dog has its day, and gentlemen, you've got to think that if they just keep on submitting music, at some point they're going to have their day at number one. These guys are good.
They're really good. I just can't get over this song. I love the lyrics. Love the lyrics. Love all the phrases they're using, you know, and, you know, just like hopefully Night Owl one day that we'll have our day just like every other dog.
Oh, very nice. Thank I like you. That. You know, a lot of people think country boys, country girls only come from Kentucky, West Virginia, and Tennessee. That is not true. We come from everywhere.
New Bern,
Indiana. Yeah, Columbus, Indiana. They come from, as we've seen in our Episode 1 podcast, they come from Ireland even.
Yeah.
So there's country
boys
everywhere.
I would
everywhere.
Say the two main ones are Nashville and New Bern, Indiana.
That's right. That's right.
My goodness.
So, yeah, we love this song. We like these guys. They do a great job. We like the banjo popping in the background, the splash of the cymbals. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Casey and Steve love that part of it. It has a bluegrass style, and it reminds me a lot of one of my favorite movies, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Let the record show, I do like cymbals. So, coming in at number four are our friend Jeremy Parsons. And this song, Matt, can I be completely honest with the people?
Yeah.
No lie.
Even though this song may or may not have dropped a spot on the countdown,
mm-hmm,
due to reasons that we will get into later, I'm still thinking this one might have its day at number one somehow. This is one of my favorite songs I've heard in so long, and I can't get enough of it on the countdown. I can't get enough of listening to it. Jeremy Parsons with Making Things Up As I Go. Making Things Up As I Go, Jeremy Parsons. And I believe we are all just making things up as we go. If and friends, if you could have heard what happened as far as discussion while you guys were listening to that song, you would know that we're making it up as we go as well. And so, Matt, I know that you love this song. I know you love the words. It's one of those things where every time that you listen to this song, you get kind of something new from it. And I know you've been listening to this song a lot. What,
yes.
What have you picked up from it in these 3 weeks?
As I love this song. The guys have loved this song. Everybody that has listened to this song, I hope you're listening to that song and loving it also, because it tells a great story. Because, you know, as the song says, as we move further in life, we kind of learn as we go. Don't know what the next day is going to bring. We have goals for our lives, and we also have ideas of what our life's going to be like. But there's things in life that always changes it. But when it changes it, you're always able to adjust and work out what it's going to be, even if your daughter's getting married.
Correct. Yeah. When that was announced to us, that was a big change. I mean, you always think and hope that something like that's going to happen, but it came as a little bit of shock to me when Melissa's boyfriend wanted to talk to me, and I kind of knew what the talk was going to be about. So I made it as uncomfortable for him as I possibly could.
I think that's your job.
And we had a band vote, and it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. It was 3-1. I'm not going to tell you who the one was, Ben. About the song, the thing that catches me right off the bat, and it's always caught me right off the bat, we had a violin player in our Christian band at church, but that opening double stop note that the violin hits, I just love that. It's mm-hmm. always captured me anytime. Even Deanie Richardson did it in our song we first recorded. I cannot play the violin, but I love to hear the sound of it in country music. Love it.
Well, I mean, I wonder, though, if that would be considered more of a fiddle. You know the difference between a violin and a fiddle, right?
A violin has strings, and a fiddle has strings.
Yep, that's right.
That's it.
That's right. You hit the nail right on the head. Well, gentlemen, it's almost time to make some people mad.
Yep.
Because as soon as we get into this top three, it's going to be real fun.
Did Baby Shark make the top three?
Not yet.
No. Okay.
No.
You keep submitting it, but no. No.
Oh, my goodness.
Which reminds me, it doesn't matter how many emails you use.
Right.
Every time you start with, "Hey, Casey, it's Brett."
So I should change that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at the end it says, also representative of Night Out Country. Right. That'll help
so
you.
So my next one will go, "Hey, Casey, this is not Brett."
Yeah.
That works much better. Much better.
Well, folks, as I'm sure that you can tell, before we get here into this top three, we all, and I know, Matt, you guys took a risk of bringing somebody like me, who is an outsider to the group, into quote-unquote the family. Mm-hmm. But we're all really lucky in that we've really meshed pretty darn well. We generally like each other's company. And as a result...
3-1.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit, not about music, and not even about our first Patreon goal. I want to talk a little bit about our second Patreon goal, because as you all know, we're trying to get up to 10 patrons. When we do that, we're making it a video show. However, 25 patrons is just as awesome to me, because when we get up to 25, every month we are going to do Out of the Nest. Mm-hmm. And Out of the Nest is going to be an off-topic bonus show once a month. That is just whoever it may be at the time sitting around talking about life, whatever comes to our head. And that's scary. It's really scary. But nevertheless, we're going to give it a shot. So.
Yes. And we also have different tiers that you can do. You can do $5 all the way up to $15, $25, $50. And something cool that Casey does not know yet is that one of those tiers has the behind the scenes stuff. He did the tour of the epic Edinburgh Pixie Theater, the historic Edinburgh Pixie Theater. So you'll be able to see that. And coming soon, I've got the okay from Southern Indiana Ghost Hunters. That Night Owl Country Band, two of us, will be going on a ghost hunt with Casey.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Southern Indiana Ghost Hunters. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That is absolutely awesome. That's really cool. And not only that, but if you support anywhere above $10 or above, you're going to get that. But also, $25 a month, you get a piece of exclusive merch. And this month, that piece of exclusive merch is a Who's Who shirt.
Yes.
It's a shirt, and I believe those are going to be in soon, right, Matt?
As you are listening, they are in now. So,
Yeah, perfect. So we obviously want you to help us reach our goals a little bit. We want you to support us. And I figure every week until we get to that off-topic bonus show, let's give them a little bit of a taste of Out of the Nest. So we've already talked about this. We're going to go round robin here. I'm going to start with Matt.
Okay.
Matt, I want you to tell me your top two horror characters.
All right. I like the top two idea since we're doing a top 10 countdown. So
yeah, it's almost like you came up with it.
That's a brilliant idea. I think my top two favorite horror movie characters would probably be, I'm going to have to go with Pennywise as one of my top two.
Okay.
I really like Pennywise. I like the way that they did him. The one thing I didn't like is the end of the movie when they turn him into, if some people didn't hear it or haven't seen the movie, this is a
spoiler alert.
Yeah, turn him into a spider. I didn't care for that part of it, but I always thought he was really creepy. I even liked the Tim Curry version of Pennywise also. But both of them I thought were really scary.
But Skarsgård's smile is just out of this world.
Yeah. Yeah, he is extremely creepy. And probably my second favorite, I mean, there's so many of them because you got Michael Myers, you got Jason and Freddy and all of them. I think it would have to, and Sam from Trick or Treat. I don't know if you've seen that movie. He's one of my favorites too. But I think I'm going to have to go with classic Friday the 13th, Jason. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's pure unadulterated horror. I think that's the beauty of it is that you don't need to, and obviously Jason has gained a backstory and stuff, and there's this backstory, but it's pretty much no frills. It's a dude with a machete.
Yeah.
Like, it's a disfigured dude with a machete. That's really all that you need.
Yeah, and it's classic. Even that first movie when his mom was doing all the work and he jumps out of the lake there. He's a classic Jason Voorhees for sure. So now we're gonna move it over to Mr. Brett Denny.
And you know, I wonder what you're gonna ask.
This isn't the controversy. But he is. Always been huge on Batman. He wears a lot of Batman stuff. Every show we go, he's got Batman hat or he's got a Batman shirt or maybe Batman underwear. I'm not sure.
That's for the video podcast.
Yeah. So who is Brett Denny's two favorite Batman?
Two favorite Batmans. I would say coming in at number two would be Michael Keaton. Being the first Batman movie that I saw, I just thought he did really well. And also that was Prince did the entire soundtrack of that first Michael Keaton Batman movie. And then coming in at number one, I have to go with Adam West. That's what got me started with Batman, watching that TV show, watching them walk up buildings. Oh, it was amazing. I don't know how they did it still.
But when you say Batman, he is the Batman. Yeah.
That's what a lot of people, you know, there was a couple of Batmans before that, and there's been a lot of people do voices, but, you know, I'd say most people are going to think of Adam West first. So I guess it's now my turn to ask Casey what his top two favorite are, and we're just going to pull this out of the hat.
What could it be?
Who are your two top favorite wrestlers?
Well, man, yeah, here I have not only been watching wrestling for so long, but the years that I spent in the industry kind of gave me a different look on that. And the one that will always be my absolute favorite that I've never met and that I've never worked with, and I think is the greatest in-ring performer of all time, is Shawn Michaels. Mm-hmm. Shawn did stuff that nobody could replicate. He understood how to tell the story of a match the way that still nobody can replicate. And like, if you watch NXT today, you see his fingerprints all over it. And he's running NXT UK now just completely. And I also, I've read Shawn Michaels' book I don't know how many times, and the story of redemption of Shawn Michaels, of, you know, where there was a certain point in his life where he was passed out, pilled up on the couch, and his three-year-old son, who was just learning how to talk, was crawling all over him as he was basically in a drug-induced coma, and his three-year-old was crawling all over him saying, "Daddy's sleeping. Daddy's sleeping." And it wasn't long after that he got in church, turned his entire life around, and went from being the most miserable person anybody could be around to a person that, since he came back to the business in 2002, nobody has a bad thing to say about him. And I absolutely love that. But honestly, and I'm not just doing this to pander, I promise, my favorite wrestler of all time is, because I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of my heroes too, Jerry Lawler, Raven, Rikishi, the list goes on and on, the people that I've met and have been so great for me. But I promise you, my favorite wrestler of all time is somebody who I know intimately, and Chris Caliber. And if you haven't been watching, if you only watch wrestling at a national level, you may not know that name, but I promise you, if you have never checked out a local show, my friends at Emerge, go and see them. And Chris Caliber, I've been on a lot of long car rides with him. I've watched a lot of his matches, and he reacts to a crowd as well as anybody that I've ever seen. He puts on as good of matches as anybody I've ever seen, and he just understands. You either get it or you don't. And Caliber gets it, and I'm just happy that I got to spend the time that I did with him. And I learned so much from him, and I watched him do so much, and now he's getting noticed by some of his heroes. And I love pretty much everybody I've ever worked with, but Caliber is always, he's my favorite wrestler, probably, just because I know the person and I know the performer. But I think it might be time, man. We keep putting it off, but it might be time to. So we're going to tell you that this is going to be controversial. And we're going to tell you what, guys, I'm going to introduce this song, and then we can explain a little bit more after this song plays at number three. That's right, number three, the former number one song for 2 weeks straight, Fourth and Main with Bad With Me.
She's up by five, but we were out till three last Saturday night. She's a nice red wine by candle flame, but a six-pack of Bud when we're watching the game. Sweet and refined, so fine and kind and sexy to the bone. She's a lady walking down the street, but she can get down when she hears a beat. And I know everybody thinks she's a good girl, but she's bad with me. A good girl, but she's bad with me. And it's good girl that you wanna be. A good girl, but you're bad with me. Bad, bad,
so bear with me. She's a beauty queen when she's all dressed up, but a country boy's dream when she drives my truck. She sings so good in the Sunday choir, and I taught her every word to the Ring of Fire. Sweet, refined, so fine and kind and sexy to the bone. She's a lady walking down the street, but she can get down when she hears a beat. And I know everybody thinks she's a good girl, but she's there with me. A good girl, but she's there with me. And it's good girl that you wanna be. A good girl, but you're there with me. Bad, bad, so bad with me. Raised her right. She's put together so polite. Yeah. I know her mama tried, but I must have found her wilder side. She's a lady walking down the street, but she can get down when she hears a beat. And I know everybody thinks she's a good girl, but she's bad with me. She's a lady walking down the street, but she can get down when she hears a beat. And I know everybody thinks she's a good. But she's there with me. A good girl, but she's there with me. And it's good girl that you wanna be. A good girl, but you're there with me. Bad, bad, so bad with me. She's a lady walking down the street, but she can get down when she hears a beat. And I know everybody thinks she's a good girl, but she's there with me. A good girl, but she's there with me. And it's good girl that you wanna be.
Fourth and Main, Bad With Me, and I'd imagine there's a lot of people shaking their heads right now. so this is going to tell you, our loyal listeners, one of two things. Either A, because, you know, you can run all of the songs that we've already put in a countdown, and the math is pretty simple. Either a song that we have already played has made its way up to number one, and there's only a couple songs that could be, mm-hmm. or we are debuting a brand new song at number one.
Yeah, so you just have to wait and see what number one is.
Right.
but I do want to give all the props in the world to Fourth and Main. They will always be our first number ones, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And Matt, you and I were messaging a couple days ago, and you said that was a strong number one.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the best way that I can put it. Matt, mm-hmm. that carried our first 2 weeks. I love those guys. I can't wait until they release another single so that we can put it on the countdown. I absolutely love them. But all things do eventually fall down the countdown, and what we're about to do is pretty exciting. But, Brett, your first 10. Your first 10.
I know it. But I tell you, me and Matt always joke about we should do some sort of controversy, because any publicity is good publicity for the Night Out Country Band. So controversy is always going to be part of anything and everything. So, my first 10, it's still a song that I listen to. So, I'm just glad we started this podcast so that I can broaden my horizon. God, man, I should write that down for a song.
I'm sure nobody's ever written a song about horizons.
Right. Nope. No. Or rain, or smoke, or honky-tonk. But no, again, Fourth and Main, a great song. Love listening to it. Congrats.
Yeah, this is a great song. Like I told him, this is was a strong number one. And this will always be known as our first number one on the Who's Who podcast. Something that we're doing special is we are going to be sending out a plaque, That's going to have week one and week two on it. That says that they were our number one for the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing that for each number one every week. So we'll be sending that out to them. So we thank them for being our first number one. And these guys are phenomenal. And if you haven't looked them up yet, please do on all their links, their social media links. If they're going to be in your area, go see them.
I hope I get the opportunity to meet them one day because they seem like fantastic people, too. And, you know, I know having had some brief interactions with their producer, I know the pedigree that they come from, and that can't be a bad thing at all.
So they have strong vocals, they have strong lyrics, they have strong story, they have a driving beat, they have everything that we were looking for mm-hmm. as we rate each one of them. So mm-hmm. Congratulations still. You're still in the top three.
Yeah, and obviously, Matt, they have your number one, which is the horn accompaniment. And, you know, we all love those horns so much right there in the beginning. Strong audio imprint. We all love it so much.
As we heard last week, it makes Steve.
Oh, my.
Baloney. Baloney makes me.
Okay. Number two. Number two. When we, I wish that 2 seconds before you said what you had just said, I had yelled.
I threw it into a tizzy.
I wish that 2 seconds before that, I had had the opportunity to stop you and yell, "Hey, bro."
Just a couple of rowdy renegades when we blew it up, tore it down like Jesse James had come back around. Getting caught, getting high, I took your blame and you took mine. Saying, "Hey bro, I got your back. Dare anybody to go jacking with that? No, hey bro, I know you got mine. Yeah, some things run thicker than a bloodline. Got you covered, my brother. Said we were cut out of the same cloth. Some things never change, and here's one more that's still the same. Hey bro, hey bro, I got your back. Dare anybody to go jacking with that? No, hey bro, I know you got mine. Yeah, some things run thicker than a bloodline. Got you covered, my brother, from another mother down.
So Matt Weston, number two, Hey Bro, pretty much has been our number two the entirety of our run. And, you know, you would, a lot of people have been saying that should be our next number one. But alas, it's not thus far. And you know, you can do the math. That means that we are about to debut a brand new song as number one on the countdown. And I cannot believe, Brett, that we're about to do this.
I know. You know, math don't lie. Is that how it all stays?
That is correct.
I mean, listening to that song, Hey Bro, I can just imagine Matt playing for a big crowd and that crowd yelling Hey Bro back at him, singing his chorus along with him. I think that would be fantastic. Great job, Matt, on this song. Great, great, great.
Yeah, this song here should be at country radio. There is no excuse why this song is not on country radio whatsoever. I mean, this is country as all country gets out. Tells a good story. He's got a strong voice, and so he should have. He should be playing on the radio, and he should have several likes. I'm not sure how many likes he has on his Facebook or on his Instagram.
It should be more, no matter what it is.
Absolutely. So we talked about him being a badass last week, and also episode one. So I was thinking maybe Matt Weston, Matt Lee, and we talked about it a little bit earlier about wrestling.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Matt Lee and Matt Weston as a tag team. And we'll call it the Matt Bros. How you like that? You like that, Casey? That'd be your new favorite wrestlers right there.
Please stop.
I will tell you this. I would pay any amount of money to watch that.
Yeah.
That you'd have my ticket. That'd be for sure.
Selling tickets, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
But before we get to our number one, as always, we do want to take a second. I personally want to take a second to thank Night Owl for obviously the fact that I'm here on this show, the fact that we're doing this, and so we want to make sure every week we have the opportunity to play a Night Owl song on the show. Gentlemen, tell us about the song that we're playing this week.
All right. The song that we've chosen to play this week is a song that when we were, you know, finally getting it, you know, under our wings that we needed to get some original music out there. You know, Matt is just, to me, a great, great songwriter. He can, in a week, you know, write three or four songs, at least the lyrics. And so when we decided we were going to record our first album, he kind of came up with like 10 songs that he wrote to my one. I'm a pretty slow writer. But part of that songwriting, putting the lyrics down, putting the music to it, Matt was struggling a little bit with finding a tune for this next song. So he asked if I could mess with it. I did. The chorus came easy to me. And then follow that up with the verses. So the song we're going to play for you tonight is Sweet, Sweet Woman.
Up with quite a lot. My drinking, my cussing, my stubborn ways. I don't deserve a jewel
like you. There's nothing I'd rather come home to. You are my sweet reward. And when I get you in my arms, it makes it all worth it. The love of a sweet, sweet woman. Your kiss is as sweet as sugar. Your hugs like the warmth on a cold day. And your touch makes my heart skip a beat. I don't deserve a jewel like you. There's nothing I'd rather come home to. You are my sweet reward. When I get you in my arms, it makes it all worth it. The love of a sweet, sweet woman. Sweet, sweet woman.
Night Owl Country Band, Sweet, Sweet Woman. And to the Night Owl fans out there, of which we know many of you are, it's important, again, as we drive toward these Patreon goals, to talk a little bit about the eventuality of this music. Because, I mean, let's face it, I understand. Every week, we're playing music by the Night Owl Country Band that you may already have on your phone. And that's cool. But, Matt, as soon as we go to video, something very special and very exclusive is going to happen. Isn't that right?
Yes. As soon as we get to the video mark, you're going to see Night Owl Country Band do their songs acoustically. So that'll be something acoustically. Is that a good one? I like putting Lee at the end of everything I say.
You know what? It wasn't right, but it's right now. All Let's right. put it that way.
Yeah, so you'll be able to see us do it as acoustic on all of our original music and also some public domain stuff that you may have never heard us do before.
Yeah, and this is not going to be something that's going to be released. This is not something that you're trying to record an acoustic session EP or anything like that. This is for the podcast listeners, and podcast, this is for the people who listen to us until the end each week, and we can't thank you enough for that. But it's time. We're debuting a song at number one. And, you know, we say a lot about controversy, but it's going to sound like a controversial decision until you hear this song.
Right.
It really is. It was clear to us. Matt messaged me. You know, we have a day every week where we all review the new music that gets sent in.
Yep.
And Matt messaged me. He said, I think we have a debut at number one. And I said, are you sure that you want to do this? And he said, I think we absolutely have to. And this song is, when you first hear it, you're gonna think it's a Christmas song, and it's not. It's about a state of mind. Mm-hmm. It's about a place that you get yourself to mentally. This is Corey Lane with Cold December.
It's a cold December, and
writing's hard to do. My mind's distracted by the thought of leaving you. We can't whisper fake I love you. It's a cold December when you've lived so many lonely years. But we'll weather the storm like we always do. We can't be alone together, but I can't make it without you. Our love is deep and strong. I hate you, but I love you. Your heart's where I belong. We won't walk away or give in.
Guys, I think wow is the only real word.
Absolutely.
That can describe this song. Production is impeccable. Lyrics are impeccable, especially later in the song. You can tell what a range he has vocally. Music is great. Lyrics are great. Clear choice for number one in its first week. And not only that, like, I don't care if you're in a happy relationship. You kind of think about leaving them when you hear this song. Like,
so that way you can come back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The makeup is better than the breakup. It's about being torn. And we've all had that point in a relationship where we've been torn, and it's one way or the other where, like, you know, there's the whole can't live with them, can't live without them thing. But it's one of those things where I don't know where. Sorry, I'm looking at the cheeseburger on the screen.
Right.
I haven't eaten dinner yet. But it's one of those things where you say, I don't know how this relationship continues, but I don't know how it could possibly end.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's had to make that decision at some point in their lives, even if that relationship has worked out.
Definitely. I mean, everything that Casey said, I echo. probably one of the best parts of the song that I like, other than everything that Casey's already said. Something about when somebody does this during a song, again, it just gets me. But when they stop the music, just the feel of that, mm-hmm. right in, going into that last chorus, oh, I love it, love it. Good job, Mr. Lane.
Yeah, I was going to say that too, because sometimes, and musicians might keep this in mind, sometimes it's when you don't play that it makes a difference mm-hmm. on the song.
So, you don't need a cymbal everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. I love the how quiet the piano and the lead guitar was at the beginning, and it just kind of crescendo more and more throughout the song. It had a great build to it. Mm-hmm. I like the words of "We can't be alone together, but we can't make it together either." So I liked how that went together. That was really nice. Casey reminded me of as far as the country side of it, his voice reminded me a lot of Zac Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on a gospel note, it reminded me a lot of Jason Crabb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially that higher note. And when he first starts out there, he sounded a lot like Jason Crabb.
You know, even more than Jason, maybe Adam, who's with the vocal band now, because he's got a little more of a kind of a darker tone to his voice sometimes than Jason does. I love this song. You know, back to your point, musically, about just stopping it. And again, for musicians, a lot of times it's the most simple things that you can do. That, because everybody's heard 1,000 songs where it stops like that. Mm-hmm. And everybody's heard 1,000 songs where the violin riff starts out with bump, 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 bump. But it works every time. And he masterfully made this happen. He masterfully wrote this song.
Yeah, and I just know that, you know, any person that has listened to this song, you know, they have felt this, or they know people that have went through this. This is just a great story.
It is, yep. And the way our countdown works is the five of us, we do it on a 10-point system. So how it worked out mathematically, number one debuted at number one
by a wide margin. Yeah,
but if you look at it though, he's our second debut at number one, because Fourth and Main debuted at one the first week.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Every number one has debuted there.
That's right.
Thus far. Maybe that wasn't as controversial as we thought it was.
Yeah, but it made for a good plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What will happen next week?
Well, it made for a good plot, and it made for a good show. Gentlemen, as always, I thank you for joining me here. I thank you for giving me the platform to talk into a microphone. And I thank all of you, the listeners, for giving us the opportunity to grace your ears each week. Follow us online. Go to Night Owl. No, hold on. I always get that Simplecast one confused.
Okay.
Of course, go to patreon.com/nightowlcb, and you'll find all the links to everything else there. And obviously, you can go to our Facebook page. Go to the Night Owl Facebook page. We absolutely love your support. We want your feedback each week. We don't want this this countdown to be made in a vacuum. We do want your thoughts on it as well.
So something that's pretty cool, Britt, I don't know if you know this yet, but every week we have gained 50% more.
Yep.
So everybody is starting to listen to it, and that's exciting.
Yeah, we're getting very close to that video podcast goal, so mm-hmm. keep at it.
Yes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
And thank you for telling somebody else about the podcast. You know, we're available on all podcast platforms, pretty much anywhere you go. And we appreciate your support so much. And furthermore, even more so than us, we know that the artists who are on the countdown appreciate it. Absolutely. We know that because they've told us. Mm-hmm. And we've seen the likes on their page go up when we tell you to go like their page. And it's the rising tide, right? It does raise all ships.
And that's what it's all about, everybody helping everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So we thank you for helping us out with a click, and we hope that we have helped you get through your day a little bit more easily. So for Brett, for Matt, for the Night Owl Country Band as a whole, my name is Casey Johnson, and as always, in closing, please, this week, go listen to some music that you wouldn't have listened to otherwise. We'll see you guys next time.